Welcome to the podcast today and to your daily dose of the Word of God. Today I'm continuing my introduction on the attributes of God, part number 3. Anyone that's been around much of my preaching and teaching knows that my introductions can sometimes be lengthy. Here's a place where I feel many are failing. We're not teaching people about the attributes of God. Let me ask you a question. Why do we not tell people and teach people how great God is and what the Bible tells us about Him? The Bible is God's self-revelation of Himself to us. It's not all that God is, but it is what God has chosen to reveal to us about Himself. No one can fully understand who and what God is. That's why we have God's self-revelation to us in the Bible. If you think that finite man can fully understand an infinite God, you're tragically mistaken. When we get saved, we trust what the Bible tells us about who God is, and then we set out on a lifelong journey to discover the God of the Bible. Maybe that's why Satan and liberals and modernists attack the Bible so much. Every Christian should want to know more about God. We have people that are saved, and yet they know little about the attributes of God. Listen to what Hosea said in chapter number 4, verse number 1. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Wow, you know that could be said about America today and probably much of the world, that God has a controversy with us because there's no knowledge of God in the land. Unfortunately, we're living in a time when there's very little knowledge of God in the land. Let's do our part to change that. Let's do what we can to increase our knowledge of God and then share it with others. Many have such a shallow, unbiblical view of who God really is. They do not know the God of the Bible because they do not know the Bible. I beg you to read and study about the attributes of God so that you will have a biblical understanding of who and what God is. If you do that, wow, it will enrich your life and help you to better understand God. May God bless you today.